Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of Wiki Conversation. Holy cow, it's been a crazy couple days. This whole world is just giving it to God. It's all we can do right now. Wow, I want to get into so much. You see where I'm at? Huh. I'm going to get into this. There's so much to get into, folks. Texas. Corona is done. Zero coronavirus-related deaths after Biden called ending mask mandate Neanderthal thinking. I'm going to get into that because, you know, I think you should still wear like 25 masks. I'm going to get into this because one of the Alex Marlowe, a chief news editor at Breitbart, basically has been compiling stuff. I mean, I can't wait to read it. It's going to be interesting to see because it's not going to be a shock to many of you, of my listeners, that how corrupt this and this media is. They're not biased. The media is not biased. Christians donate portable bomb shelters to Israeli communities. You know, as we got politicians in D.C. supporting Hamas in Palestine. I love Israel. Israel takes out Islamic Jihad commander. He won't be committing any more terrorist attacks anytime soon. Israel, thank you. Thank you. Finally, we got someone that stands up to terrorists, not our president who's going to be like bailing them out like Biden and Obama did. Now it's Biden that's going to bail them out. Microsoft began investigating alleged Bill Clinton affairs with staffer before he left company's board. Yeah, money can't buy you love because he's a billionaire and he can't even find love. He has to play around. I would be surprised if he was not on Jeffrey Epstein's island. U.S. approves $735 million in arms sale to Israel. Help them out. I stand with Israel. Do you? A 46th shot during the weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. Black Lives Matter. What? Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't care about black on black deaths. It's only when white people kill black people that you care. Yeah, that's right. If black lives matter, they should all matter. If that's going to be your name, then that should be your mantra. You shouldn't be You shouldn't be nitpicking on who you support and not support as far as black lives. Naram 1:7. The Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust in him. Think about that as you're going through your day today. The Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust in him. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And welcome. What else? I'm going to get into Arizona. They're finding, they're not even, because they've had to I guess they're having a ton of commencements and graduations and stuff. So they've got all this stuff in like a secure facility there, and they've got like cloud cameras and everything 24/7 on it. But I guess they're only like 18% or 20% in, very little. And there are so much massive amounts of voter discrepancies and things that just don't add up. But something's got to change. And it does. It's going to take Americans standing up. You know, like I've said before in this program, you may think there nothing happened in this last election or any election ever. Well, if that's the case, then why aren't people going, okay, here's everything you need to do an audit to prove that the election wasn't stolen. It wasn't stolen, and here's all, no, they're trying to stop it from happening. You can say, I don't know how anyone who believes there was nothing wrong with this last election, I don't know how anybody can sit there and say, if there's nothing wrong, then why aren't they willingly handing over the evidence? Why are they trying to keep us from the evidence? And I'm just wanting to know. I mean, I'm not saying that there was fraud, because I don't want to get arrested for saying there's fraud in this election. But if there's no fraud, don't you think they would be, here you go. I can't wait till you do the forensic out of these machines, and there's nothing wrong with them. Have fun, buddy. Have fun. There ain't nothing here. No, but they're deleting stuff. They're going to court. Oh, they're bitching about spending money doing the audit, but they're spending millions of dollars trying to stop it from happening. You know, I mean, where is Captain Unity and Healing? Where are they? Where's Captain Healing and Unity at the border? You know, I can tell you, I posted this out. It's just a little friendly reminder. If this was Trump's presidency, liberals would be losing their mind with the thousands of kids in cages and the gas price and the gas shortage and the unemployment being sky high and millions of people losing their jobs. Now, because like in Indiana, they're going to stop that like $300 bonus that you get for unemployment. So many people are hiring, and there's a bunch of people, well, I work here, and we've been furloughed for 2 weeks, and we don't have the parts, and so we can't work not because of COVID, because there's no parts and this and that and all this. And I don't understand why we ever locked down in the first place. You're never going to convince me ever of that. With a 99.6% survival rate, we've never locked down ever for a virus ever before. So you're not going to. And remember, I've said this before in the program, but you know how they have those Juul commercials where if you smoke Juul, you're an experiment. You're a lab rat. Don't be a lab rat. Don't vape. You know, these anti-vaping commercials. I'm like, hey, yeah. Remember, folks, if this was truly about a pandemic and truly about your health, they would be closing that border so fast it's not funny. But they're letting thousands and thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people across this border. Who's coming across the border? Do we know? Are they being vetted? Let's say they're great people. Have they been vetted? Do we know what vaccines they've had? What stuff? Do we know what? Oh. Sorry, I'm not going to be. This is not. I don't know. Let me get. Yeah, this isn't Auschwitz, and I'm not a Jew, so you're not going to experiment on me. I don't think so. Not today, Satan. Not today. You know, you got 46 people shot in Mayor Lightfoot, Chicago. Where's the Where's Black Lives Matter? That's right. That organization isn't about that type of, you know, if a black person kills a black person, that's not what Black Lives, they don't care about that type of Black Lives. That's not what that don't, you know, it's only when a white person kills. No, I care about everyone on this planet. You know, I do. I mean, I see myself in this kind of catch-22 thing because we need to rise up and say we're better than the liberals. I agree. I can agree with that. Me and my wife had that conversation because of something someone I know said and what he did. And the long story made short, but at what point do we say enough's enough? You know, they crap on our parade every day. When do we say enough's enough? You know, when do we take a stand? I don't know. I just try to wake people up at this conference. I mean, if you like Joe Biden, that's fine. What is it about him? What has he done in his presidency that you like so far? We have gas shortages, $3 gallon gas. You complained about kids in cages when Trump was presidency. We got thousands of them in cages now. Everything that you bitched about, you couldn't complain about the gas price. And now you can, but you're not. If you think the kids in cages were bad under Trump, it's 50 times that under Biden. Why aren't you complaining? Why aren't you pissing and moaning? Now, I understand there are people out there that because of, like, this whole pandemic lockdown, stuff's being furloughed. It's hard to get work. I understand because people don't want to work. There are still people that want to, I mean, there are still people that wear like 2 and 3 masks like it's, I mean, they're still paranoid. I guess I know where my faith lies. I know I want to enjoy my life. I want to live my life. And it's funny because if the vaccine works, then how am I ever going to give you the virus? If your mask works, how can I spread the virus to you who's not wearing them? If you're wearing a mask and it truly works, I want to know how, if I'm wearing a mask and it truly works and you have the virus, how can you give it to me? If you're not wearing a virus, if my mask protects me completely from the virus. And if masks truly work, then why do you need the social distance? It's like the airplanes. We have people literally social distanced, waiting in line to check in. But then once they get on a plane, they're crammed in the thing like a sardine. Oh, but it's okay. How does that make sense to you? It has to make sense to you because you support this crap. I don't. When that toilet paper fiasco happened, it's now, I just questioned everything. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just questioning crap. I don't know. I don't, I mean, and then they get people to make you look like an a-hole. You celebrate Nation of Casualty, because you didn't social distance. See, you had more than 2 people at Thanksgiving. I mean, when you had couples that were getting yelled at for being near each other, really? So since we're retired and we don't go anywhere and we don't leave our house, we have to social distance because I might give her COVID when no one's come in the house, but no one's coming in or leaving the house but me and my wife. If we don't got the virus now, how are we going to get it? We're not going anywhere. We're not, I don't understand. In fact, there's wedding photos where the couple is kissing with mask on. Really? Are you kidding me? What is this world coming to? I might spread COVID to my husband. If you're that paranoid about the virus, then you shouldn't have been, then you should have been 6 feet apart. Social distance wedding. Have like a little 6 foot pole that you take the ring and you put it on her finger from afar. I mean, are you freaking kidding me? It's like the guys that are swimming with a mask on. See, there's a reason why 99% of peanut butter jars have on the back warning contains peanuts. So someone's going to eat peanut butter, not really realizing it contains peanuts. And I'm like, oh, crap. What's wrong? I'm definitely allergic to peanuts, and I eat peanut butter. I didn't realize it contained peanuts. Oh, Lord. There's a reason why. Because I guarantee you some moron who can't eat peanuts had peanut butter and got deathly ill and sued and won. Now they have to put the warning label on there. It says it contains peanuts. Can you believe olive oil contains oil from olives? Who knew? Oh, what is this world coming to? I don't understand. Durr. I mean, not that this would surprise you, but the FAA says that the company that flew Whitmer to Chicago was not authorized to operate charter flights. You know, I mean, it's not like, I mean, when I look at these politicians and I see their faces, the first thing that comes to my mind is, I can do whatever I want to. Like, like, you're a peasant, I'm not. I can do whatever I want to, go wherever I want to, live my life. You can't, I can tell you to sit down and shut up, and you're going to have to do that, okay? If I want to go to Florida, I'll go to Florida. You can't. You're in Michigan. You need to stay home. You need to lock your door and never come out of your house ever. But I'm the governor, so I'll do whatever I want to. All these politicians have this look about them like, I'm going to do whatever, I can do whatever I want to. You ain't going to stop me, I can do whatever I want. And that's what's going on here, folks. I don't see any, it's sort of like when that picture of Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and all them walking down the street, they didn't have fear in their eyes. They looked like, look what I'm getting away with. I can do whatever I want to. If I want to give myself a raise, I'll get a raise. I can break the law. I don't have to pay my taxes. No one's, I got a wall around my fence. I'm just going to, I win, you lose. I can do whatever I want to. And that's what I see. That's what I truly see when I look in their eyes. They get away doing whatever they want to. You know, you're not going to hear the media talk about, you know, the fact that Texas hasn't had a COVID death. Well, you wonder how many deaths were truly COVID, because all you had to do was test positive for COVID, and if you died, that's what you died from, no matter what. You could test positive for COVID, and I could chop your head off and kill you that way. You could die in the electric chair, but if you had COVID prior to the electric chair, that's your he died of COVID. Man on death row who was put to death via the electric chair, they found out later it's actually COVID that killed him, not the electric chair. And that's what they do. That's what they do. That's how they get you. You know, I can't wait to see read this Alex Merlot. He's done a whole investigation thing on how, I mean, it's not a surprise because there are some people that have come out. I just want to know, if you're in the media, how can you how can you spin stories to be anti? I mean, like, the media to me is anti-American. This media we have now, like, when you know that someone's telling the truth, how do you spin it when this person's making America better and doing stuff to help the American worker and the family and lower gas prices and everything? How can you manipulate the news and stuff to make it out to where he's bad? Because they've had people on, like, Jon Stewart's show that can prove to you why you never want to have a $15 minimum wage. And the way they cut and paste and edit it, it makes him look like he doesn't know what he's talking about. But if you listen to the unedited version, guess what, folks? You're screwed. But that's how it is, folks. So many, and it's just, I don't know how you can sit there and just, like, but people eat it up, though. You know, if Nancy Pelosi's for a wall this time, they'll back it. If she's not, they'll back it. Whatever they hear, they just go with it. They don't know anything. That's why those kids were marching in New York and, like, yeah. And then when you talk to them, oh, I don't support that. No, I support. Yeah, we need to make sure people come in here are safe. Look at 9/11. You're telling us now you're against the very thing you're marching in support of. It's scary, but I mean, Christians are donating portable bomb shelters to Israeli communities. This is, wow, what a concept, coming together. Near the Gaza border, they're doing this. And I stand with Israel. I know most of the politicians don't. Most of the politicians support Hamas, think they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Most of these politicians, if they could, what's funny is they call Trump Hitler, but half of the Democrat politicians support terrorist groups. They support Muslims, anyone that hates Jewish people. They hate Jews. They would see, like, I'd say half the Democrats would like nothing more than to see the Jewish people killed and you know, bring back Auschwitz. They would love for that. They would cheer for that. But Trump's Hitler. But it's nice to see Christians stand. And that, remember 9/11? When Christians helped Jews and Jews helped Christians and everyone came together, Muslims and remember? I remember when you couldn't find an American flag anywhere. Until Barack Obama. Well, you know what? I wasn't there, but, you know, I guarantee you race had a big part to play. I know it had to. You know, I mean, just because, you know, because he's black, you have to sit there and treat him differently because of the color of his skin, you know. It had to play the part. I know it did. I guarantee you. I wasn't there. I don't know, but I'm just going to tell you how to think. So next time, that's where you have all these people coming. Oh, you harassing me? I see what it is because I got a dark color skin. I see what it is. You harass me. Why are you harassing me? You can't be on your phone, man. No, I'm filming you because you're going to harass me. You're going to shoot me. You're going to, well, if you attack me, if you got warrants out for your arrest and you resist arrest and you try to escape and run away, I'm going to try to stop you. If you do what we say, you know, I've not heard of one story where someone is minding their own business, having a picnic in the park, and a cop comes up and just starts harassing them. Every person that they take out or shoot or whatever, ends up having a rap sheet longer than Al Capone. Oh, but that's wrong. Maybe this country needs to be attacked so that they can see that Biden ain't gonna do anything. Oh, folks. Folks, it's just part of the nature. I mean, we're gonna get attacked. I mean, come on, folks. We can't fight it back. That's not. I mean, we're gonna have to go through an extensive 10-year process to find out who was involved. I honestly think if we got attacked, like a 9/11 happened here, I think Biden would. It'd be like the Insurrection Day with Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Biden would be like helping him out. He wouldn't do anything to stop it. Prove me wrong, but show me where any of these Democrats would stop an attack on America. Not that we probably have one, because heck, the Democrats are destroying America as it is. We don't need someone to physically attack us. We got the Democrats to do that. I mean, it takes Israel to take out one of Islamic Jihad commanders who won't be committing any more terrorist attacks. Yeah, thank you, Israel, for taking out one of the Islamic Jihadist commanders. Thank you. I know all the Democrats are probably in mourning. I'm just waiting for, like, celebrities to come out. That Islamic Jihadist commander, he was a great guy. I can't believe what Israel did. How did they? Oh my God! Yeah. What would it take him to kill one of your family members for you to wake up to realize that these aren't nice people? Nancy Pelosi, since Muslims are so great, why don't you go to like a Muslim country and bring Bibles and stuff and praise the gospel, and since you can do whatever you want to, bring a bunch of communion and just hand it out to the people. Yeah, she thinks she's above the law. Oh, I can do whatever I want to. Yeah. Where in the Bible does it say I can do whatever I want to? No, it don't. But that's just where we live in, you know. It's nice to see Israel stepping up. You know, if that was Trump's administration that happened, the U.S. would have done that 50 times over. Biden probably didn't even know anything about it. Come on, man. It's the dang truth, man. It's nice to see them stepping up, but they have balls. Our president is in bed with the people that did that. You know, all these Democrats were bragging about Hamas, but then half of the Democrats are so anti-Jewish, or they're basically anti-Semites anyway, so. Not my words, their words. They're the ones that are anti-Jewish. I have Judaism in my blood and in my history, so I stand with Israel and the Jewish people, always have, always will. Microsoft began investigating alleged Bill Gates affair with staffer before he left company's board. Yeah, I guess when you're Bill Gates and you have $1 billion, you think you can do whatever you want to, get away with it, whatever you want to. You think, hey, I'm a medical doctor. I can tell you to get a vaccine. I can tell you what, you're not my doctor. And even my doctor, okay, thank you. You know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And they technically can never forcefully mandate you get it, because it was, from what I've been told, is it was the way it was approved in an experimental thing, that they can't just, since it's experimental, you're a lab rat. You're basically being, if you know what the vaccine was approved under, it was approved under an experimental clause to get it through really fast. It's experimental. if you're getting the vaccine, you're being experimented on. They don't know long-term effects of this. They don't know unless they... I wonder with all these, like, animal, like the SARS and stuff that they have, that they're working on manipulating and stuff, I wouldn't doubt it if they've had a way to get rid of this, or they figured out what will kill it or what won't kill it. I've always said this from the beginning, and I'm not saying I'm right or wrong on this, but I've always believed that it was supposed to kill, like, the lethality of it. Pardon me. The lethality of it was supposed to be way higher. Because I've always had this feeling, like, why isn't it doing, like, it's not doing what it's supposed to. Like, they're trying to push lockdowns and mask mandates heavily for something that no one's seeing as a real threat. And I've always got that question about it. Like, wait a minute here. I've always had this question about it because it's like that, you know, like behind closed doors, like, why isn't it killing more people in the lab in Wuhan? It was more deadly. What's going on? Now we're having to try to push people and to fear them. I feel like they're trying to fearmonger people into wearing masks and getting vaccinated and all this crap. Because it's not doing what it was designed to do. I'm not saying I'm right. That's just what I feel. Okay? And long-time listeners of the program will know that I tell you when, here's fact. The earth is flat, okay? It's fact. Just kidding. It's a round earth, folks. But if it's something's fact, you'll know it. I'll say this is what is fact. When it's my opinion, you'll know. I believe that the virus is supposed to do way more, kill way more than it does. Like, the lethality was supposed to be way higher. And I just kind of, because I get that feeling, I've always got that feeling like they try to fearmonger people massively. Wait a minute. Like, they try to fearmonger people because of that simple thing. It didn't kill. It's not lethal enough. And because, like, when this first started coming out and they were trying to panic people and they had all these videos of, like, oh, there's refrigerator trucks full of bodies. And then you go to that same hospital and there's no one there the next day. But, hey, you know. But getting back to my point, you got Bill Gates, the doctor, the medical doctor, that thinks he can tell you what to... Sorry, you ain't telling me, oh, you need to believe it. I don't believe it. Is the CDC a government-run operation? then that gives me even more reason not to even believe anything they tell me. It's sort of like, now I'm going to run away even further. It makes me want to stay away with a 1,000,000-foot pole, not a 10-foot pole. If the CDC was the virus, I'm getting 75 feet away. But don't worry, folks. I'm with the CDC, and I know yesterday when I came out today, I'm the spokesman for the CDC, and I know yesterday I said that you should have 12 masks on, but now we're saying that since you've been vaccinated, you don't really have to have 12 masks anymore. You can actually go without a mask. I know yesterday I said that you could go without a mask. Yeah, I just want to reiterate, like, 4 minutes ago I said that you shouldn't wear a mask. I just got new information here that now you should, even though you've been vaccinated, I know 4 minutes ago I said you shouldn't wear a mask, but I just got new data that says that now, even though you're vaccinated, you should wear a mask. I know every 5 minutes I change what I say from wearing a mask to not wearing a mask, having 3 masks, having one with holes in it, one with not holes, one that's clear so that people can read your lips and all this stuff. I know every 5 seconds we change our stance because we don't know anything. We're just trying to control you and get you to believe something, and no one's on the same page, and we're just trying to fear-monger you in so that you do whatever we tell you, and you know, just be obedient, you know, comrades, and just do what you're told. Oops. Did I say that out loud? That's the problem. There's never been one bit of consistency. It's only been a, how can we try to fear you? And even the fear has not even been consistent with what they try to tell you. But don't worry, it's okay. We got Dr. Bill, Dr. Bill Gates. He'll solve everything. How many surgeries have you done, Bill? What's your infectious disease control degree in? Where'd you get your infectious disease control? You can't even keep viruses off a computer. How are you going to keep them? And they're probably his viruses. I mean, it makes sense. I'm gonna have people create viruses for computers so that I can sell them antivirus software and make even more money. Go ahead. Buy antivirus software to protect yourself from the viruses that I produce and release. Yeah, that's right. Oh, and these keep getting more. Don't worry, folks. Yeah. Magically, as soon as the software is up to date and everything's good, oh, we found new viruses that this software doesn't help, so we're going to have you're going to have to buy a new software virus program. That, you know, I mean, this is just, it's just going to be something that's going to be permanent because, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's, because I'm not a computer guru, so I don't know this, but I would not be surprised if the viruses were started by Microsoft in order to make more money so that they could sell an antivirus protection. I would not be surprised if that's the case or if it's ever been proven. But you have a ex-Air Force Lieutenant Colonel fired after remarks about Marxism, critical race theory spreading in the military. Because what they want to do is they want to get anyone out. What they're going to try to do, just like the Catholic Church, where they tried to get, like, communism in the Catholic Church, they're trying to get people in there so that the people in the military are not patriots. They're not conservative patriots. They are comrades in arms that support Marxism so that they'll do the president's bidding. You will. Because, and I truly believe that. Well, when they, because I'm still, for all these people that don't want to have no police, you want to defund the police. So what do you mean? Like, what is the end goal? Do you want to have no type of police at all, any form? That's one thing you never hear talked about. In this defund the police movement. So what is your end goal? To end up having no one there? Like, do you want to have, like, no police at all? Like, no military? Because I'm understanding that they want to get rid of the police to bring in a military police. You know, like a national police force that, okay, I'm the president. You will do this. You will do that. You will comply. I mean, but look at these politicians, like these Democrats. They have the smile on their face. They have the look of, because Nathan, a guy where I work, he's like, yeah, if I can tell something's wrong, because if Kyle doesn't just like, hey, how you doing? If he's not really saying much, and he's just kind of like in like a weird zone, I can tell there's something wrong. And I usually like, he'll pull me aside like, we'll do the scuba signals, and he's like, and without saying words, so like he'll do like sign language, like what's going on, basically. One time I was just kind of zoned into my own world, and he goes, what's going on? And I said, well, I'm almost out of oxygen in my tank, and I don't think I'll be able to get up to the surface in time. You better get the decompression chamber ready, because I'm about to get the bends. because I don't think I'm going to be able to decompress. I'm just going to have to go to the surface and get in the deep. And he just about, because he scuba dives, and I know a lot about scuba diving, you know. And he's like, no, because that was actually one of the very few times I was just kind of like in my zone. And but a lot of times when I'm just kind of to myself and I don't really respond or whatever, you know, he's like, what's going on? What's wrong? You know, you're not like, because I'm usually like, hey, what's up? I'm usually the happy-go-lucky guy. So it's one of those things, you know. But it's like, you know, I just, and I relate that to when I see all these politicians, like, I truly get this vibe when I see these politicians, that they have this vibe of like, I can do whatever I want to and get away with whatever I want. There's nothing you can do. If I don't pay my taxes, who's going to come after me? I'm Hillary Clinton. I'm Nancy Pelosi. You ain't going to come after me. Oh, yeah. I can say I don't care about the border at the wall. And the wall at the border. I've got one around my house. I don't care. I can change my stance every 2 seconds. And y'all going to... Who's going to stop me? Yeah, if you can get Tucker Carlson tonight, Alex Moreau is going to be on there. I guess this is... I hope it shows... I mean, I know that there's so much corruption in the media. I would not be surprised if it goes in... Because there were people that were in Obama's administration that were working in the media and vice versa. Some of the media people went... I would not be surprised if there is media being told by this presidency what they can and cannot say, to where what this is the narrative you're given. You can't, I don't care if gas gets to $70 a gallon, you just shut your tight lipped about it. You don't even discuss it. You know, I would not be surprised. I mean it would take, I don't know what it would, there's probably nothing that would surprise me that he comes out with. I mean, because I would not be surprised if the Democrat government, you know, like the Biden people, have control over the media and what they say and what they can report on, what they can't. Because like when some of these journalists, when they ask, you know, the press secretary questions that are like actually like legit, almost like, wow, that's... That's almost a legit question. I just get this vibe when she's like, whoops, this is not one of the pre-approved questions. I mean, because you've seen all those photos and videos of people from Hillary Clinton's campaign in a question to a reporter. Hi. Hillary, wonderful hair you have today. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream? I mean, mine's strawberry. Oh, think about it, you know, because, you know, I mean, when me and Barack Obama, we were having dinner the other night, and I had the most amazing honey vanilla ice cream. It was just incredible. It's my favorite flavor. Oh, thank you so much. Trump's in there, and they're like, okay, President Trump, we got a million questions. Yeah, you claim here in this report that like you have a low jobs number, but we actually talked to the Department of Jobs, and they actually said that since a lot of people that aren't looking for work are not considered employed, that there's more people out of work than the list shows. You know, and they shove tough questions down his throat, but Hillary Clinton asked for her favorite ice cream. You know, it's going to be interesting to see. And here, the funny thing about this is it don't matter, in my opinion, because I think the Arizona thing can show massive amounts of voter fraud. So what? Who cares? Biden's president. He's already been inaugurated. Nothing you can do. Shut up. You're just whiny losers. It wouldn't matter. It would not matter. Like I've said before, Barack Obama could have murdered someone. And there's video, no, that's not him, whatever, you buy that, oh my God, I can't believe this conservative over here thinks And that's all made up, of course. There's, I mean, what, and that's one question I ask people. What will it take to wake a liberal up to realize you're getting F'd in the A? What's it going to take for a liberal to realize that the government don't care about you? You think Nancy Pelosi cares about you? You think anything she does is going to help you? She don't care. Got about 12 minutes left in the program. So thank you so much for tuning in. Wow, wherever you are around the world, 12 minutes left. What a program. I'm just, but like I've said this before in my program, what will it take to wake up a liberal? Okay, you got, in some cases, $7 a gallon of gas. Where was that when Trump was presidency? Where is the praise for Biden? Where is the cheering for the gas outages, the gas shortage? We're basically in a Carter. This country's falling apart, and I don't see any liberals saying, wait a minute here, I didn't vote for this. I don't hear any liberal complaining about Biden, but I don't hear any liberal saying, what a great job. Excuse me. Sorry, folks, I don't understand. You're just a short loser because no one went to a Biden rally, but he got the most votes of anyone. See, but the 2020 election is like the John F. Kennedy magic bullet. Makes no sense, but, you know. See, the 2020 election is kind of like the UFOs when they try to explain away something that can't be explained away at all because this object came down. It didn't go up. Oh, yeah, it did. It came down and it hovered. Well, actually, what it was... So you mean to tell me that a weather balloon came to the Earth at like 1,000 miles an hour plus, made an abrupt stop, and then next thing you know, then it was an oblong shape, so it must have been an airship balloon. Then it went up into the sky so fast that it would have went from, I mean, bam, and it was gone. Oh. When it can't be explained away at all. Well, that's actually, you know, it wasn't. See, what it was the, yeah. Well, that's not what, see, they were fearful of this giant weather balloon, so what they really saw is not, it really didn't come down really fast and go up really fast, just, you know, even though there's a million eyewitnesses that saw the same thing, you know, this election can't be explained away, but my point before getting to the Premier League here is, it's nuts. Because what's it gonna take to wake up liberals? Because I don't think there's massive discrepancies, and they're not even like half. They're not even a quarter of the way through the counting of the votes, and there's already so many irregularities, discrepancies, things that don't add up. Nothing but. What's it going to take for, because it's not going to be us that we need to change. It's the liberals who need to change, these people that think everything is just wonderful and peachy. You know what I mean? I want to get into some Premier League news. I got about 9 minutes left, and what's going on, folks? I mean, I was under the understanding that I heard something about, like, I've looked at it like this. We take on Fulham tomorrow with Manchester United, but take $10 billion. Would Stan Kroenke sell Arsenal? I don't think so. Get 15 million with the Glazers so United. I don't think they'll ever sell. I don't think there's a dollar amount you could put in their face if they say, okay, we're going to leave. We got to keep the pressure up, though. Like,
if they're never going to sell, why keep the pressure up?
We got to do something. We got to find a way to get them to sell, because right now they don't think like they'll sell for anything. So we got to find out what will it take for them to sell. But I guarantee you, I'll probably try to spend a crap load of money this summer and get Jaden Sandro, get some big signings. And then here's the new jersey, folks, with the new sponsor and everything. And then try to, you know, I got a black sweatshirt that had a Manchester United thing on it, but like it, whatever they put on it, I want to get like an iron-on. I want to brush, because all you have to do is take like a brush and you can take whatever that Manchester logo thing is on. Yeah, my wife's called this, because my wife's bought in several things, and I don't know, because I want to ask her, because if she hasn't, I want to find out if she's got the listing to where that thing was, and I want to put negative reviews beyond. Because the sweatshirt's great, but like that Manchester logo just is it's coming right off. And I want to get like, I don't want to spend money because I don't want to back them with the Glazers. I almost want to see if I can take an emblem that I have. Can you make this into an iron-on? Now, they may probably not. Well, because I'm a Manchester United fan. I'm not a Glazer fan. I don't want to support the Glazers. But, yeah, it's just, you know, I think they're going to want to try to spend money, you know. And there's lots of speculation, you know, is De Gea going to go? I mean, we can't get rid of De Gea. I'm sorry. I don't care. Henderson sucks. He should be nowhere near United. I'm sorry.
Breaking news for your conversation.
My fellow Americans.
Yes, that's true, but you can look at that one.
On March 11th, 2021, I signed into law the American Rescue Plan, a law that will help vaccinate Americans and deliver immediate economy relief to hundreds of millions of Americans, including you. A key part of the American Rescue Plan is direct payments of $1,400 per person for most American households, with the $600 direct payment from December. This will bring the total relief up to $2,000. This fulfills my promise I made to you to help get millions of Americans through this crisis. April 27th is when this was dated. I am pleased to inform you that because of the American Rescue Plan, a direct payment of $2,800 was issued to you by paper check or debit. If you haven't received your payment within 7 days of receiving this letter, please check the status of your payment by visiting the IRS website or calling the IRS phone number listed on the bottom of the letter. Guess what, folks? Who's going to work now?
Nothing.
Who's going to want to work?
Nobody. Why do you think we can't get a mattress until October? Why do you think gas prices are so high? Everything. There's a shortage on everything.
Yep.
People don't want to work to help make this stuff.
Yeah. Trust me. I got to get into this because, hey, folks, sorry about this, but this is power to my country right now, folks. There are so many companies, 60 days, a $250 bonus, a $300 bonus, another 60 days. No one wants to work because if I'm truly going to get in $2,800, I don't know if this is per person or for a household. You want to talk about, I've said this before a million times, those old tobacco cards from the 1901s, 1902s, like the very, very old ones, they're worth billions. Why? Because they were like on a reel, and you just tore them off, and they were like a little fun thing you gave the kids, and they were never meant to be anything or never meant to be saved. And since there's hardly any of them, why are the cards worth nothing now? Because, well, everyone took a Mark McGwire rookie card, and they put it in 25 containers, cases, and Yes, and millions of people had Jim Mint 10 certified cards, and don't worry, folks. Signed, Joseph R. Biden Jr. Together, we can get through this pandemic by us making the dollar worthless by keeping people not wanting to work. Wow. Scary, folks. I mean, I was going to get more money being unemployed and furloughed than it would be working. See, I want to earn what I have. I want to earn what I have, not just have it handed to me. Sorry there's not much Premier League talk tonight, folks, but this is, I'm in the United States, in case any of you are listening outside from the United States, and we're in turmoil right now in this country. They're trying to collapse the dollar, and I don't know what it's going to, I don't know if there's this thing that they're going to say, or there's going to be a panic they're going to do or whatever, but they keep pushing and pushing and pushing this. Narrative. We got about 11 seconds left, and you know, I mean, why don't they just put a printing press in everyone's house, and when you need money, just print it off. Why not, you know? I don't know. It's like Trump is getting people to be not dependent on the government, and in no time they're getting people, where's my check? And see, this is Pavlov's dog right here. That's what it is. They're dinging the bell, and you go and there's a treat. Just wait till they start dinging the bell, and you go and there's nothing there. Wait a minute. No, I heard he dung the bell, but there's nothing there. So I don't know, folks. Just got to pray. My name is Kyle from The Week of Conversation, reminding you, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, this coming Wednesday, good night, and God bless you all, and goodbye.